Key facts of the day, the 29th of November 2018. U.S. Treasury lists BTC addresses for sanctioned individuals. An interesting precedent, the U.S. Treasury Department, which makes lists of individuals subject to financial sanctions, for the first time included Bitcoin addresses associated with individuals in the list of requisites. The pioneers became two Iranian citizens, Ali Harashadizade and Mohammad Gorbanian. Prior to this novelty, the department's list included such details as regular and email addresses, passport data, known aliases, etc. Both Iranians appear on the list as persons to whom secondary-level sanctions apply. The American authorities have reason to believe that Harashadizade and Gorbanian were involved in financial transactions related to a ransomware virus SamSam. This attack in recent years has affected more than 200 victims, including corporations, hospitals, universities, and government bodies. Huobi unveils crypto derivatives platform and votes on Hyte future. The Huobi platform expects big changes in relation of its own Huobi, Hyte, tokens. The exchange will hold a vote, according to the results of which the future of Hyte tokens will be decided. Huobi will offer token holders to buy them out and distribute as it's normally done or burn them. Also, Huobi has launched its platform for trading derivatives and digital currencies. The presentation of the platform called Huobi Derivative Market, Huobi DM, was held at the Crypto Frontiers Conference in New York yesterday. The company is positioning its new service as a means of engaging users in the trading of derivative financial instruments, in this case, derivatives for the cryptocurrency. Head of Arise Bank faces 120 years in prison. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, arrested the CEO of the Arise Bank cryptocurrency project, Jared Rice. He was charged with organizing a fraudulent scheme. Jared Rice advertised Arise Bank as the first decentralized bank. The entrepreneur promised to invest his bank accounts insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, Visa-related debit and credit cards, and cryptocurrency services based on Arise Coin's own token. The Northern District of Texas Prosecutor's Office believes that Arise Bank actually was not authorized to conduct banking operations in Texas, was not insured by the FDIC, and did not have any partnerships with Visa. Prosecutors say Rice scammed the investors by $4 million. What else? Binance moves funds, causing users panic. This morning, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange Binance made dozens of large transfers from its main wallets to third-party addresses. Oil companies launch blockchain platform for commodity trading. The consortium, which included BP and Shell, as well as a number of large global banks, announced the official launch of the blockchain platform VACT. Crypto game World of Ether launches. World of Ether has finally launched on the Thera main network following 11 months of development and leading to havoc as so many people tried to play at once. At 19.20, GMT, total cryptocurrency market capitalization stands at $137.6 billion. Bitcoin $4,265, minus 0.36%. XRP 37 cents. Minus 4.16%. Ethereum $118, minus 2.80%. Stellar 16 cents, plus 1.66%. Bitcoin Cash $180, minus 6.15%. Bitcoin Private, plus 35.94%, showed the best growth in the top 10. Market dynamics. The trading volume of cryptocurrencies for 24 hours reached $18.77. Minus 0.54 billion per day. Mining profitability. BTC $1.55 for 10 TH/S, ETH 12 cents for 10 MH/S, BCH $3.26 for 1 TH/S, LTC $2.81 for 1 GH/S, dash 3 cents for 1 GH/S. Click here for the list of ongoing ICOs and rating. Also, subscribe to our Telegram channel to stay up to date on the latest crypto and blockchain news.